latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and Henrik Mkhitaryan will miss United's trip to Crystal Palace on Wednesday, but manager Jose Mourinho is confident he won't be sidelined for too long. Well, the Armenian international's afternoon was cut short on Sunday following a late challenge by Danny Rose during United's 1-0 victory over Spurs. Mkhitaryan scored the winner before being stretchered off in front of a concerned Stretford end, but Jose Mourinho expects to have the 27-year-old back before the new year. He later said, "The injury doesn't look like a big one. It doesn't look like one needing surgery or months of recovery. It depends always on the player, anatomy, physiology, mentality, but hopefully it's not a big thing." He later told the club's in-house channel MUTV, "Hopefully we'll have him for Boxing Day." Well, Mkhitaryan gave Danny Rose a torrid time down the Tottenham Hotspur left-hand side, and Rose has been linked with a move to both Manchester United and Manchester City on Monday, somewhat surprising considering Rose's involvement in Mkhitaryan's injury and the reaction of the United fans to him. But the Daily Mirror believe that Manchester City are at the front of the queue to sign the Tottenham Hotspur left-back, who is yet to join the rest of his teammates and sign a new long-term deal at White Hart Lane. It could well be that negotiations are still continuing there and the Manchester clubs are just being used there to get him that new contract. And finally, United players are apparently furious that sections of the crowd booed Marouane Fellaini during the win over Spurs. Fellaini was audibly booed by a number of fans as he embarked on his second half warm-up a week after he gifted Everton a late penalty to give the home side a draw at Goodison Park. Well, many supporters in the Stretford end responded to the boos by applauding the Belgian substitute, but the Manchester Evening News understands that Fellaini's teammates were appalled by the inhospitable atmosphere and treatment of the Belgian, which was described as poor.